Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do not be fooled. Do not be fooled by a win on a Sunday. This was a disastrous homestand
for
the New York Mets.
Terrible.
Now, you could say, well, it could have been worse. They could have been 1-6. Sure, it could have been worse. But they needed to at least, at minimum, and I wouldn't have been pleased with it, hold serve against the Washington Nationals. And they didn't do it. They lost 3 out of 4 to Washington. Yes, they didn't get swept. Thanks to Jacob DeGrom doing everything. Thanks to Jacob DeGrom proving that when guys struggle, it's not always an injury. Sometimes it actually is something mechanical, which apparently it was because in the last two starts, Jacob DeGrom has gotten 9 innings and 8 innings.
Yep.
And he's been great. And he's not walking a lot of guys. And he's also not striking out a lot of guys. But who cares?
I think you hit the key right in the head there. I think what happened was, and I know Collins has even said this, that you know earlier in the season he was striking out a ton of guys and he was starting to fall in love with striking guys out.
Mm.
And he was getting away from what he is. And I think that's what happened, and now he's getting back to being what he is, and you're seeing the results now.
Oh, absolutely. Look, strikeouts are sexy, but when you strike out 12 guys in 6 innings, while that's a great pace, that's a great K per nine, your pitch count is probably going to be high.
Yep.
In last night's case, or yesterday afternoon's case, he struck out 6 and 8, but his pitch count was 105.
Yep.
And if the game was different, and if he wasn't coming off a complete game, you very well could have thrown him out there for the night.
Yeah, 105, right.
He was that sharp.
Yep.
With that said, this was a bad homestand.
Oh,
let's not be fooled by it.
And I'm so tired of watching Daniel Murphy just annihilate the Mets. I mean, he has gotten on base in every game. I think it's 29 games. He's gotten on base in every game against the Mets that he's played against them. And it looked like they were going to finally stop him yesterday. He got a double in the ninth inning. He's batting .394 against the Mets in 29 games with 8 home runs, and I think it's 29 RBIs. He's got an RBI every game, 1 RBI per game against the Mets. It is disgusting. It's disgusting.
I
know another way to say it.
I don't even think you imagined when you said
I knew
after
he was
Murphy
kill the Mets,
left, they'd
but
kill
not
him.
To historic proportions.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think you'd figure, yeah, he'll get some big hits against the Mets. He'll be successful, but it is complete ownage.
Oh, my God.
Complete utter ownage.
Complete.
Now, here are the hard facts. The hard facts of this. The New York Mets are buried in the National League East, right? We all agree with that, 10.5 games out. But here's the problem. The New York Mets are closer to
it's
the
amazing.
National League
than,
Eastern Division lead than the second wild card.
It's unbelievable.
That's the facts,
yep.
Which means the team that they trail, or one of the teams they trail for the second wild card spot, is the team they happen to be playing tonight in the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Good luck.
Now, here's the problem. I got more problems. If you take out the playoffs, which you shouldn't because the playoffs count. I'm just saying, though, if you take out the playoffs, the New York Mets have never, ever beaten Clayton Kershaw. He is 7-0 or 8-0 with a very low ERA in his regular season career against the New York Mets. I do not have a feeling that that's changing tonight.
Mm.
I don't get that
Who's
sense.
Pitching Wheeler tonight?
Zach Wheeler
well,
tonight.
Well, the only thing I'll say is that Wheeler had a brutal outing. He didn't even get out of the second inning, whatever it was the last time he pitched. So it can only be better than that.
Or,
that was the game against the Cubs. They had a 14-3 game, right?
Where the John Lester hit and then striking out
right.
Rizzo
that's
when he's
right.
ahead
yeah,
0-2.
That's right.
Or it could be the beginning of the, or that start could have been the beginning of the end for Zach
well,
Wheeler. You
that,
never know.
That could be.
Who knows? But we are getting to the point where it's really going to be about selling for the Mets because it's just unrealistic to think, A, at 6 games under .500, they're even going to make a run towards .500. And B, even if they do make a run to .500, they bury themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they are
pretty much
right now 11 games back in the loss column for the second wild card spot, 10.5 in the division. The facts are the facts. This is going to be a very meaningless summer and fall for the New York Mets.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right.
Toll-free number brought to you by Mohegan Sun, Connecticut. Let's get to your calls. Tony in Levittown.
Tony, how are you?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I just wanted to mention that since last week when that guy said that DeGrom should get rotator cuff surgery, he's 2-0. The Yankees have gotten nothing but injuries, and I think they've lost 6 games in a row.
And he's blaming me, and the guy calls it blaming me, called me a mush. It's my fault that the Yankees
getting
hurt.
No, that was somebody else.
No, it was the same guy.
No, it was a different guy.
I think it was. I think it was the same guy.
I think it was a different guy.
Yeah, I think it was a different guy.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
But that guy should go to the dictionary and look up the word karma.
Yeah. I was thinking that too, Tony. I mean, You should never.
I thought it was
root.
The same guy.
And I think it was a different guy, but you never know. We get confused. We speak to a lot of people.
I'm
sometimes.
Very confused.
So am I. I'm very confused sometimes. I was confused all day yesterday when people kept wishing me a happy Father's Day. I was like, what? Oh, crap. I'm a father.
There
I
you go.
Like, it's so
happy,
weird.
Happy, by the way, if I didn't say it, happy Father's
Day. Thank you. Same to you.
Same to Dove. Ernie, you probably got a kid somewhere.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I know of it, but though. No, nah, I'm not going to say it.
Don't say
it. I'm not going to say it. Yes, when a man calls up and roots for Jacob deGrom to need Tommy John surgery, and Jacob responds as if he was listening by throwing 17 innings and allowing 2 runs.
Right, right.
It's been
one
quite
earned.
A response.
I think only one earned. Right. The run yesterday was not.
And one earned. Nah, it's great to see. Even if the season's going nowhere, it's encouraging to see Jake.
He's
turn
the number
this
one pitcher. Now you've been saying this for years, and there's no doubt. I mean, let's be honest. The Mets. I hate to use the word ace, but that's what he is. That's it.
Floyd in Pennsylvania.
Floyd, how are you? What's up?
Good morning.
Hi,
hey, how about Brad Weeder's record behind the plate? 36-9 or something?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What, with the Nationals?
Yeah.
Well,
he catches.
Yeah. Look at the team he's on.
No, yeah, but still, we could have had him. He would have been an upgrade from Travis d'Arnaud.
Yeah, you know what?
Look, Floyd, he is an upgrade over Travis d'Arnaud.
As are most catches in baseball.
As I am, if I was
right,
catching.
That's right.
With that said, Matt Weeder has been okay for the Nationals. He's been good. I think that number has to be just a complete, not complete coincidence, but mostly a coincidence, because they brought it up on the broadcast talking about Jose Lobatone, how, boy, look at Jose Lobatone's record as catcher. It's terrible. You got to look at the individual games he's catching. Maybe Weeders is mostly catching their better pitches.
Yeah, Scherzer
maybe
the Nationals, in Strasburg.
Right. Maybe the Nationals are mostly scoring that day for whatever reason. So I know it's crazy when you see numbers like that. Weeder's having such a great win-loss
record. The other thing is you got to be on a good team to have that kind of record. I mean, you could be a great catcher that calls a great game, and you're on a bad team, and, you know, you're not going to be 36-9.
Yeah, I think the thing that jumps out at you is how bad Lobatone is.
Right.
Like, there's an extreme difference between the two.
Right.
But, yeah, the Mets could have had Matt Weeders. You're right. And is he an upgrade over Travis d'Arnaud? Yeah. I think everybody's an upgrade over Travis d'Arnaud.
Everybody is.
But what I'm looking at for next year is a guy who I happen to think is better than Matt Weeders, and that's Jonathan Lucroy.
Yep.
And hopefully they end up with him.
We hope.
Brian in Manhattan.
Brian.
I am the guy that called up and said that DeGrom's going to go for the Tommy John. Hey, Joe, you mushed us. You absolutely
See, I told you it's the same
right.
guy.
You're
I know
right,
it was.
Joe.
I said
right.
that.
Joe, I can't believe it. I want to start a GoFundMe page. I would love to know how much.
Maybe you mushed yourself by you ripping, wanting to see DeGrom get hurt, and that's the payback DeGrom, is the Yankees' six-game losing streak. Maybe that's what it is.
DeGrom could win the next 50 starts. The Mets still ain't making a playoff.
No, I understand that, but you came on and that has nothing to do with it. You said you
I'm
wanted to see DeGrom get rotator cuff surgery. Did you say that? That's what you started it, not me.
I didn't say rotator cuff.
Well, you said I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Right.
I got it wrong.
Joe, please, Joe, just tell us how much you were supposed to win. I'm going to start a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to have the Yankees pay into it.
Your team is 9 games over 500 right now, okay? What are you getting upset about? Let me ask you a question. If I told you right now, I told you before the season, the Yankees are going to be 38-29 in however games they played so far and have just lost 6 games in a row, what would you say? Would you say, no way.
I would say, you know what I would say?
What?
I would say, Joe Benigno must have bet on the Yankees.
Yeah, no, stop. You're the one, you mushed your own team because you came on, I didn't mush them. You did. You came on and you wished an injury on one of the Mets.
That's bad.
That's what you did. And so by doing that, maybe you're the one that brought this losing streak on because, karma, it comes back and kicks you in the rear end sometimes.
Yes. Or maybe.
Don't blame me.
Or maybe neither of you have had any impact on the Yankees' record right now.
That's probably true.
You think that could be the answer?
I'm sure that's true. But again, you know how it is. You wish something on somebody, and then
it wasn't a good look.
You don't do.
It wasn't a good look. Now, I give Brian credit for this.
He called. I give him credit.
I absolutely give him credit for calling back and clarifying that it was Tommy John surgery.
I told you it was him. I knew it was
him. No, you
guy.
Were right. I apologize. Me and the last caller were dead wrong.
No, that's all wrong.
Sorry. You were the non-confused one. But
I'm very confused.
I give him credit, A, for calling back, but B, he's left an imprint on a lot of people because we've had like 4 or 5 different callers mention, hey, can you believe that guy made that comment about DeGrom? So while it was controversial, Hey,
if the Yankees go on and win the division, I expect this guy to call me back and say, you know what, I got to apologize to you because, you know, maybe I got him to win a division. If he's thinking that way, do I get an apology at least?
I think you should get an apology if they make the playoffs, no matter how.
Right, that's right.
And by the way, you know, we talk about the National League second wild card spot, how the Mets are buried. Do you know what the record is of the second wild card team in the American League? 37-35, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, well,
how about that?
Yeah. I mean, look at the Mets. Look at the Cubs. The Cubs have been struggling all year. They have 500 team, and they're still, what, 2 games out of first?
2.5 games out.
Come on.
Yeah. The Cincinnati Reds have lost 9 in a row. They're 10 games under 500. They're 7.5 games out.
What did I see? I couldn't believe it. Who was only a couple games out of first place, and they're under 5? Who's Kansas City? Kansas City's 2 games under 500. They're 3.5 games out.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Hey, the Indians win 5 in a row.
And they're looking to get rid of guys.
Well,
maybe not now.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough spot. When you're a team where you're in it mathematically, but you have a lot of impending free agents, you're not going to re-sign, and you don't think you're a championship team. Now, we've seen it before.
No, we have.
The white flag trades of the Chicago White Sox.
The White Sox did it, yeah.
And even to a degree, the Yankees, who basically said last year, look, we just don't think we're a championship team. For the greater good, let's get younger.
But knowing what it was a good chance that they're going to at least get one of the guys back, which they did in Chapman.
That's true. I don't know if that's going to happen with Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.